This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 8:04 on Wednesday morning. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us here on the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Squidbilly Bo Morgan, Dylon, the hometown taker. Behind the glass, man. Thanks for hanging out with us. A lot of NFL draft. NFL draft Eve. Talked about the best case scenarios and what the Kirk Cousins showing up to voluntary workouts does mean. We're going to get to a wake-up call here in 2 seconds. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I'm still a little bit off base with Dylon's approach to the alien study, but nonetheless, we're going to continue.
You know, it's I don't even want to go down there anywhere because it's just a bad road to go down. But
yeah,
Dylon, it's interesting take by him.
He's fielding phone calls right now, so that's good. But yeah,
our chief commander of Odyssey Atlanta, our market manager Rick Caffey, sends out sometimes this today's inspiration.
Yeah. I love those things.
And he sent one out today, and one of my favorite historical figures of all time is Winston Churchill. I love the movie that, what was his name? The Darkest Hour with, the character actor, the Gary Oldman in it, and it plays Winston Churchill. But the quote says, "The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty." I like that. It rings with me. I also want everyone out there on draft eve to be optimistic about what this team is going to do, and not pessimistic.
I'm glad you brought that home, because I was like, what is this guy talking about?
What I am optimistic that this draft is going to be so good for us defense-wise. Don't come with the attitude they're going to get it wrong because it's the Falcons and they can't get edge right, or they're not going to do what they should do because they always screw it up. Because as it would turn out, normally this team gets it right in the first round.
Yeah,
so
it's a good point. So, and then the odds are that you'll hit on a pass rusher at some point, right? Your odds actually increase that you hit on one more. You fail.
We got
full phone line, so I want to start with our buddy Chief over in South Fulton. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief?
Talk to me.
Hey, good morning, guys. Dylon, I need to cut it out. Watch it. I can't even get it out. I said, man, you need to cut it out. Because let me tell you, Mike. And my tribal chief, what most likely happened if an alien came in and my tribal chief got up in the middle of the night to go to the garage and he has his gun on him, this is what would happen. He would look at the alien and he would tell the alien, "You're not from around these parts, are you, boy?" And that would happen.
What do you mean, boy?
Hey, Tribal Chief, I love you, but you were right when you said that voice. Your voice was, come on, Dylon. That's just ridiculous.
So
anyway, guys, you guys have a good one.
Man, thanks, Chief. Appreciate you calling in.
See? Chief knows.
I can just see Bo walking in the garage in the middle of the night and be like, what is that, man? What's going on? There's a stranger. There's a stranger in the neighborhood. You know, hey, I don't usually see those kind of things up in Woodstock.
Wait, what kind of noise do you think an alien makes?
I don't know. Some kind of zoom. Probably sounds like a Formula E car. Anyways, let's go back to the phone lines. Dylon, let's talk to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, good morning, man. What's going on?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning, man. You know, I'm not going to pull the card, but, you know, maybe the alien might take Dylon. I don't know. It might take his finger, run it across his arm, and think the color comes off on his finger or something like that. I don't know. Maybe some, I don't know. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm just throwing it out there, man. You know, that's a you know, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I ain't never heard of a damn Easton Stick. So, yeah, we can go with Kirk Cousins. You know, as far as throwing the first pass. Now, we ain't even got to camp, but I already taste the salt in the air.
Yeah.
Y'all crazy if you think this man ain't going to be a little bit salty. Yes, it looks good because he's showing up to voluntary camp. But, hey, at this point, the reality might be setting in to do that, hey, I'm here. I just can't wait to watch the game on Sundays and they cut the camera to his face and just to see how he's looking, especially them games when Michael Penix is balling.
and you already know it's coming, Dan. Appreciate the phone call, man. You already know it's coming because TV will love drama. That's the first thing they'll do. And they did it at the end of last season. So
you know how and I don't this might get me in trouble, but you know, Kirk's kind of that nerdy dad kind of guy.
Yeah.
I mean, do you fear
so are
guys
you now,
like
by the way?
Huh?
Dang. So, well, so are you now.
Yeah, but do you fear those guys when they're salty? Like, oh, you're salty, that's cute.
I don't know. I will, and I think that is the only question is whether or not he will be salty. I think he would do his duties and serve his role, but would he be salty, I think, is an actual viable question, I think.
I think he would be salty maybe more with the front office, like you
sure.
pointed out, than the guys in the locker room or even the coaches that are talking with him because, you know, there's a way to diffuse those situations.
Yeah, there definitely is. And if he was salty, I think it's got less – it's not the way it's going to appear on the surface. It's not like, oh, Michael Penix took my job. That's a fan talking point. It would be something like, you know, Michael Penix took my seat that I like sitting in.
How about I lost the job?
You know,
how about I lost the job?
Well, that's
some accountability.
And
Where's the accountability in this world?
That. He said that last year. He's like, dude, I'm not playing good enough. So
yeah.
And he didn't forget how to play quarterback. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Reese over in Bethlehem, Georgia. Reese, what's going on, buddy? Good morning.
Hey, y'all, what's up? Long-time listener, first-time caller
We'd
in.
Love to hear it, man.
I just had a few things. Yeah, first of all, I want to hear what you guys' opinion on. First of all, Jake Matthews is not getting any younger. I got a feeling the Falcons might draft or go back in the draft, might even get another tackle. I feel like this is a pretty deep draft on pass rushers. Want to see, first of all, also, I think you guys are forgetting that alien life also goes with microscopic organisms as well. So I want to hear what you guys have to say about that.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Reese. And I appreciate you listening. And thanks for getting that first time calling. That's what I pointed out earlier. Reese, I just straight up said, about an hour ago, I was like, there are aliens. I don't think they have two arms and two legs. I just simply think they look like a virus or a single-cell organism.
Yeah,
I think that's the bottom line.
Those other planets. We've already figured that out. And by the way,
ding.
When we talk about aliens, and Reese, it's a very solid point.
Yes.
But when we talk about aliens, we're really talking about flying saucers and stuff, okay?
Yeah. Extraterrestrial.
The thing about Jake, and I think Reese brings up a good point, he's not. But we know they know after what they did with Jake's contract, Mike, that he'll be here for what, 3 or 4 more years. If they get a tackle, to me, it tells you that's the end of the Caleb McGarry era, either now or after next season.
I agree. Here's what I will say, and I think Reese brings up a good point. If they're going to get a tackle, I don't necessarily believe in them getting a tackle at 15. I think you're much more likely to get one. You still have Caleb McGarry under contract. I think if you got one at, 46 or 47, whatever the second rounder is, you can develop him in an offense that, let's just call it what it is. And we've talked, you and I both talked personally to Jake Matthews about this. It's very offensive line friendly from a couple of different standpoints in the running game and different things. You can develop him behind Caleb and then simply move whatever second rounder into that role next season. I don't think that's nearly outside of the realm of possibility that they would do that. And to your point, and you and I have talked about this a bunch. Jake Matthews came here and was told he was playing right tackle when he got here. Mm-hmm. The only reason he played left for the last 10, 11 years is because Sam Baker tore his patellar tendon, and Mike Tice had to go to him on the sideline, I think it was in Houston.
It was.
For the preseason game and say, hey, by the way, Jake Matthews, ding, you play left tackle now. And so that's something to keep in mind.
Well, today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
For sure. What if Campbell or Mimbo fell to 15? Will Campbell from LSU.
I think you'd take him.
Armand Mimbo from Missouri.
Yeah, I think both those guys are top 10 picks. And I think that's the reason. You've worked out Kelvin Banks, and I think he's probably a top 15 pick. He's probably the most likely, in my opinion, to be there at 15. I think those other guys are top 10 picks. I think Mimbo's a top 10 pick. But again, yeah. You do it, and you brought up Donovan as a Raku to me earlier. That's where if you're going to flip the script and go offensive tackle at 15 and try to get an Ezeraco back at 46, I think you're much more likely to get a quality player to Reese's point back at 46 in the second round of the draft. So we'll keep our eye on that. I don't think it's I said this 2 months ago. I said I would be shocked if they took an offensive player. Last week I told this to you, Bo. My shock level right now for an offensive tackle in the first round is about a 4 out of 10. 3 out of 10. Like, it's not that high. I don't think it's crazy to think about because you have the future of the franchise in the backfield at two different positions. Bijan Robinson's your best player, and Michael Penix, obviously, you're hoping will be here for a decade and a half. Let's go back and get another call, Dallin. Let's talk to Philip over in Madison, Georgia. Philip, what's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, man?
I just want to make a quick comment about the aliens and Bigfoot.
Yeah.
The only relevance they have to me is just, can they rush the
passer? Touche. And if they can, we sign them to a 5-year deal and we move on from there. At first round. I'm assuming Bigfoot can, probably from the interior, but I'm assuming he can rush the passer.
Well, he's got the length.
Let's go back and fit in one more call, Dylan. Let's talk to Cody. He's on the highway. Cody, good morning, man. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. I just want to say y'all are crushing it with the new dynamics, man. I'm loving it. I hope Tish doing well, but she does seem disengaged at times. But Kirk Cousins at the training, the voluntary workouts, man, I think it's just a Kirk Cousins hustle. He's just trying to look good, get a little extra pay in. But also, man, we know Penix has had a history of some weak knees. If he does end up getting hurt and have to sit out a couple weeks, will Terry look like a genius if Kirk Cousins comes in and looks like Kirk-tober? And then his stock rises, and then we can trade him for something, you know, maybe a third or second round at that point. And also, aliens are real. The officials have told us, so beware.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
Phenomenal phone call, and I'll leave that first part alone, but I appreciate it, and we're loving the vibes as well. To your point about the aliens, I try to tell Bo this, dude. There's documentaries out there all over the place where people are, like, testifying to Congress, and they're, hey, I dissect it. I've seen one. Whatever. They're all over the place, man.
Documentaries on everything. It doesn't mean it's true.
But here's the thing. It's what I keep saying. You keep calling it a conspiracy, yet you're talking out both sides of your mouth because you're going, dude, conspiracies are real. Like, which one is it? Which one are you dealing with right now? Phenomenal.
Conspiracies are real, but in order to be a conspiracy, not everyone – Not a majority of the population can believe in it.
That's just not true.
Right, that's true.
It's just not
true.
But
it's true in the life of Squid, it is.
Well, we're going to continue with his conversation about Kirk-tober on the other side of the break because we're going to talk more about Kirk Cousins and the voluntary workouts and him showing up and also best-case scenarios for the Atlanta Falcons, the draft. The one that Bo threw out to me earlier, I'm going to throw one right back at him in just a second when we come back.